ways for some great music shows. We invite you to come to our...
There are some sounds that in the modern age, you don't hear too often anymore. Typewriters. Dial-up modems. Or the hiss of cassette tapes. But maybe hearing those things brings you back to another time, to your younger self, to a memory. On her 2020 album, Color Theory, Sophie Allison, who goes by Soccer Mommy, uses old technology in her music to create sounds that create a feeling of nostalgia.
I mean, I wanted it to feel like a tape I would have found as like a kid, like trying to play it.
Soccer Mommy explains how she makes her music, is refreshingly honest about the emotions that inspire it, and chats about the video game Stardew Valley 2. That's coming up in an encore edition of World Cafe.
For KAXC News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Jamie Becker Finn is working on advancing the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz ticket to the White House this election season. Becker Finn serves in the State House of Representatives, and as a Leech Lake Band descendant, she's working hard to get out the Native vote. She recently joined me to talk about what she's been hearing on the campaign trail. Well, Jamie, it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. I understand that you are working on getting out the Native vote. How's that going?
You know, I think good. The conversations I've had with folks, people are pretty fired up. I think, you know, having Tim Walz on the ticket and, you know, people being more familiar, obviously, with the ticket has made people excited. And I think, too, just knowing sort of the level that we're dealing with here, with how bad things could get under another, Trump administration, and, you know, some fears around that, and making sure that we're doing what's best for Native folks and all Minnesotans.
Jamie Becker Finn, you are a Leech Lake Band member yourself, right? What are some of the things you've been hearing as you've talking to folks, not just in your home district, but here in the North as well?
Yeah. So, yes, I'm a Leech Lake descendant, grew up in Calf Lake. You know, I think the thing that when I'm talking to folks, sort of attention to small businesses and making sure that everybody has a fair shot at, a good future, whatever that looks like. I think, you know, talking to people who have benefited certainly from some of the DFL programs that have passed in Minnesota in the last couple of years, and realizing the impact that things like that can have on people, you know, accessing school, you know, with the North Star Promise program, or accessing, you know, food and through our schools and all those kinds of things. People are really starting to notice. And I think that really speaks to what's possible through public policy.
And I know, further down the ticket, for the state house seats, the land back measures that kind of started picking up a little steam last session are likely going to come back again. What are some of the things you've been hearing about those items, you know, as the state legislature looks at them again next year?
Yeah, you know, those were some bills that got a lot of attention, but maybe weren't moving forward at the speed at which certainly there were some folks, wanting to make them into something that divides us. And I think what's important is to ground us in the reality of where Minnesota sits. And, especially up in the northern part of the state, you know, people may be familiar or know Native folks, but like really understanding the history and the sovereignty and how important it is that we acknowledge those things. And it doesn't, you know, we don't have to talk about it in a way that's completely divisive. And I think it's easy to scare people. And that is what some folks have done with some of those issues. But I think it also speaks to what happens when we have Native folks in government. And when you have those voices in those roles, it's a different conversation. And I think that's really important. You know, I know we have Mike Reyes running from the Calf Lake area, and I think making sure that we have those people in office is going to continue to be important.
Election season seems to be certainly picking up steam that you want to make sure Native voters especially, know about as they, make their decisions to head to their polls.
Yeah, I think the most important thing for people to remember is that their votes do matter. They absolutely matter. Every individual vote is important, and it is our right to make that voice heard. And we want to make sure that we're doing it in a way that is supportive of policies that are actually going to be respectful and helpful to our communities. And I think that I just hope people remember that and remember how important it is to vote in our state and national, you know, our federal elections as well.
The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe will hold early voting events on October 21st and October 30th. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all, it's World Cafe. And today we are rebroadcasting a show that originally ran March 13th, 2020. At the time, we didn't know what was going to happen after that. But it certainly is interesting to sit back and listen to this conversation from 2020 with Sophie Allison, a.k.a. Soccer Mommy. Here is Raina Duras.
When you look at Soccer Mommy's press shots, you might see a young woman with her signature pigtails, maybe on a bright colored background, someone who writes emotionally vulnerable songs. She spills her heart out in her music. But when you talk to her, it becomes immediately clear that she is an artist who is in control. She understands how not just music works, but how the whole image surrounding it fits together. And she's unafraid to share her very personal vision. Soccer Mommy's new album is called Color Theory. It's broken down into sections, yellow, blue, and gray, according to what songs mean to her. She talks about that, about how she manipulates sound using retro technology, and she plays some of those songs from Color Theory for you today on World Cafe, beginning with Circle the Drain.
I'm not afraid to
recorded live for World Cafe. That is Circle the Drain from Soccer Mommy. It's from Soccer Mommy's newest album, Color Theory. Soccer Mommy is masterminded by Sophie Allison, and she joins me right now. Sophie, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting.
Did you have an overarching vision for the whole album, Color Theory?
Yeah, I totally had a vision for it. I mean, I wanted it to feel like a tape I would have found as like a kid in the early 2000s, late 90s, and like finding that in my like house and like trying to play it and be like really fond memory of like this poppy sensation, but also like warped in a weird way and kind of like degraded a bit with age.
And you recorded the songs live to tape, or a bulk of the songs? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, we would record like through a tape machine in the studio, and we recorded these live takes, recorded them through a tape machine and then back into the computer to get this like really warm like feeling of this live take that was going to be the base of every song, and then we added on top of it.
When you talk about the glitching and that kind of thing, like the old tape idea, I think you can hear that in a lot of the songs, but is there a specific spot where, you know, people should really listen for that, where it stands out to you a lot?
I feel like Grey Light is a great example of that, where, you know, there's just multiple parts in the songs with these weird warps that come in and, like, tape hiss and like old drum machines that we're using and old like samples of flutes and stuff that come in that have these like weird like hissy quality to it.
Let's hear a little clip of Grey Light from Color Theory.
Am I just like you?
Grey Light, a little bit of it from Soccer Mommy's new album, Color Theory. You've really created this feeling of nostalgia with the sounds that you use. You also, with the cover art for Color Theory, looks like a retro video game cartridge box. First of all, is that album art? I've been trying to figure it out. Is it based on an actual, like a game system? Is that?
No, I had the idea in mind of the layout being like a Game Boy Advance game.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
You know, the square box. Because I was like, that'd be perfect. We could have like a banner on the side with the album title,
right?
And, you know, have like a sticker on it, that kind of thing.
So, what is the draw of vintage electronics and like old games and that kind of retro game feel for you?
I mean, I love them. I think a big draw is that they were what I played when I was a little kid. I mean, I have a DS in my bag right now with like every like Pokemon and like all this stuff. So like, I mean, that's what I loved. Like I grew up playing the Pokemon games on Game Boy Advance. I just loved these like fantasy worlds. I really liked the ones where it was like kind of that kind of role-playing situation where you were like a character and like you explored a world.
Do you still play games now? Do you play stuff that comes out now?
I play Stardew Valley.
Oh, me too.
Who doesn't?
I love Stardew
it's
Valley.
It's so amazing. That's like, Stardew Valley is like basically, I don't know if you remember this game, Harvest Moon.
Yes. If you are listening and you don't know what Stardew Valley is, it's basically a farming simulation game. And it does look like a retro video game. Mm-hmm. And it's very calming. We're going to play another song now. Could you tell us a little bit about Royal Screw Up?
Oh, yeah. That one is like, honestly, one of my favorites on the album. When I wrote it in like 15 minutes and it just like all came out of me in a string, you know? And I didn't know how I was gonna make it like a band song, really. Cause I could hear band at certain parts, but I didn't know how the dynamics were gonna work. This was one that I really didn't have like that much of an idea going into the studio what was gonna happen with it. but I knew I really liked the song. And then when we started recording and like got it together, it felt so tight and just really like was easy to do like this perfect arrangement on it.
Here's how it turned out. Performed live for World Cafe, Soccer Mommy with Royal Screw Up. New from Soccer Mommy and recorded live for World Cafe, that was Royal Screw Up. I'm Raina Duras. Sophie Allison, a.k.a. Soccer Mommy, joins me in the World Cafe today to talk about her new album. And the album is called Color Theory, and the album itself is divided into sections by color. Could you explain how that division works?
Yeah, so when I was writing the songs, I kind of realized, you know, a little bit into the process of making an album that I was writing about these three main themes or like moods. Like they really fit into moods. And the first one that I kind of saw color with was yellow. And I don't have, I forget what it's called, but the thing where you see color when you hear things, I don't have that. Everyone keeps asking me. I don't. I think I tend to, when I'm writing my own music, imagine the imagery as images, like actual like pictures in my head. And I usually see them in a very colorful or colorless kind of manner. And the yellow section popped out to me, especially when I was writing Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes, because it's just such a color that's in my head with like sickness and anxiety and paranoia. And that was what that whole section was about. And I kind of had that thought and was like, well, actually the other sections kind of fit into colors too when I think about it, like Circle the Drain and Bloodstream, like all kind of have this blue hue to me. And the last one is just like completely colorless. Last one's gray. Mm-hmm. And it's songs like Gray Light, Stain, Lucy that just kind of have this darkness to them. Once I realized that, I kind of started developing the idea in my head of like how I could make these flow.
I'm talking to Sophie Allison of Soccer Mommy. It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. You are someone who writes, you know, remarkably vulnerable songs. You're not going to play this one for us today, but I do want to talk about Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes from the yellow section of the album. It really moved me. I think it's going to move a lot of people. And I know that it's really personal. There's a line in that song I haven't been able to stop thinking about. Loving you isn't enough. You'll still be deep in the ground when it's done. Do you mind talking a bit about that? Like, is that okay?
I mean, that song was really about being like, my mom has a terminal illness and she's doing pretty good. But like when I was younger and she first got it, it's been like 10 years. It was definitely more, you know, hard to watch as a young kid. But I never really processed it. And I think that song is really about the kind of pushing it into the back of my head and then being on tour and being gone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to waste time is really what it was. Like, it was just like my heart kind of telling me, you're ignoring like an important relationship that you should like, you know, make sure you make time for and just like are more aware of the importance of it.
Has she heard it?
Yes, she has.
Does she like it? How is it?
She does like it. I don't let her talk to me about it.
You're not the type to share like your music with your parents and get like a bunch of feedback?
I let them hear it, but I don't want them to be like, I didn't know you felt that way. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Right.
She tries. But
I am talking to Sophie Allison of Soccer Mommy. I'm Raina Duris. It's World Cafe. The opening track of your new album, you start with a pretty big move, a 5-minute song. It is called Bloodstream. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, so Bloodstream was one that I had to fine tune for a really long time because I had so much imagery I wanted in there, and it was hard to like, because it's a very tight beat, and getting the melody had to be tight with it. Couldn't feel crowded lyrically, so it was hard to fit all the imagery in there, but I managed to do it after like a couple weeks of writing. It's basically a song that's kind of like looking at my childhood and then back to where I am now and just kind of flashing back between youth and, I mean, I'm still young, but where I am now, my current state, and wondering like, how did I get here emotionally? Like, how did all these things, like this happiness and this joy and just natural excitement just like disappear over the years? So I was kind of sad, I guess.
That's how we start the record. It is called Bloodstream. This is Soccer Mommy on World Cafe. was Soccer Mommy, a live performance of Bloodstream for World Cafe. It's from the new album, Color Theory. Sophie Allison of Soccer Mommy has been talking to me. Sophie, thank you so much for coming into the cafe and for the chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been great. I'm Raina Duras. Be back in a moment on World Cafe.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. KAXE is introducing a new occasional call-in program on Fridays at noon. Dial In will feature listener call-in, fact checks, local government issues, election information, and analysis with our news team. Join host Heidi Holden October 25th and November 1st at noon for Dial In on KAXE. We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned, stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at watchictv.org. United Way of 1000 Lakes is teaming up with restaurants in Itasca County for Dining United, now through November 21st. Each restaurant will give a portion of their proceeds to the United Way. Find complete details at uwlakes.org. There's a candlelight vigil honoring two missing people, Nevaeh Kingbird and Jeremy Jourdain, Tuesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Paul and Babe statues in Bemidji. And now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe.
Welcome back to World Cafe. Appreciate Sophie Allison, Soccer Mommy, being on the show. If you want to check out our archive where you can find thousands of performances and interviews, do it at worldcafe.org. And hat tip to our host and writer and producer, Raina Duras, and our senior producer, Kimberly Janot, for the work on the session. Back into music with Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, it's Hope, the High Road.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a breakdown. I myself am on the brink. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for some bad news, you can find it somewhere else. Last year was the son of a bitch for nearly everyone we know. But I ain't fighting with you down in the ditch. I'll meet you up here on the road.
Thank you. some backyard in some plastic chair, hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go again.
Cafe.
Something I'm proud of, going from something that I'm going out of.
is Angie McMahon and a song she wrote about how her own emotional healing got in the way of a relationship she was in. It's called Untangling, and it's from McMahon's new EP called Light Sides, a companion EP to her album that dropped last year. Before that, Dr. Dog with Shadow People, and we'll be back in a minute with more World Cafe.
We appreciate you listening to The World Cafe on Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. Adventures in Lifelong Learning meets every Tuesday morning at the Bemidji Eagles Club now through November 12th. Refreshments served at 9:30 with various speakers at 10 a.m. each meeting. We receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering a complimentary first music lesson for all new students. This lesson, combined with the financial assistance for all ages, including adults, ensures that music education is accessible to everyone. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org. Northern Exposure to Lifelong Learning presents a program on life as a Viking woman with Althea Kenny, Wednesday, October 23rd at the Gonvik Community Center. Refreshments served at 9 a.m. with the program at 9:30. Embark on the All Hallows Haunted Trail Friday, October 25th at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids from 7 to 9 p.m. Recommended for ages 13 and up. Please bring a non-perishable food item or cash for Second Harvest Food Bank. And now more from the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Had a chance to speak to Paris Paloma about her new album, Cacophony, and the literary influences that are scattered throughout the album. Wouldn't be surprising that she studied literature at university. Here is her breakout single, Labor. It's Paris Paloma on World Cafe.
Why are you hanging on so tight to the rope that I'm hanging from? Off this island, this was an escape plan. Carefully timed it, so let me go and dive into the waves below. Who tends the orchard? Fixes up the gables, emotional torture from the head of your high table. Who fetches the water from the Rocky Mountain spring and walk back down again to feel your words and the sharp sting? And I am getting tired. The capillaries in my eyes are bursting. If our love died, would that be the worst thing? Somebody I thought was my savior, sure made me do a whole lot of labor. The callous skin on my hands is cracking. If our love ends, would that be a bad thing? And the silence haunts our bedchamber. You made me do too much labor. Busy lapping from flowing cup and stabbing with your fork. I know you're a smart man, I know you're a smart man. And weaponized the false incompetence, it's dominance under a guide. If we had a daughter, I'd watch and could not save her. The emotional torture from the head of your high table. She'd do. Silence once a bedchamber. You make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, lift to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her. You make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, lift to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live.
Trigger, take your eyes on the map of the road. Shoot your mouth if you know you're aiming. Don't forget. good, the good that you sow. Talking trash to the garbage around you. Snakes and bones in the back of your room, handing out a confession of venom. Heaven's drunk, the poison you use, charms the bones of the eyes of a gambler. Now I see it's a comfort to you, hammer my bones in the anvil of daylight. Goes through, slip the wind, these tongues are twisted, good in us. All we know, there's too much left to taste, that's bitter. I won't care, but that goes through, slip the wind, these tongues are twisted, good in us. All we know, there's too much left to taste, that's bitter.
I used up all of the time we have in this hour, which means we should get going. Beck, ePro, takes us to the end of the cafe. Want to thank our affiliates nationwide who help make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
You're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. We are kicking off our fall member drive today, so please become a member, increase your membership. Join us now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Our KAXE question of the week is, what food or foods remind you of home? You can text that same number, 218-326-1234, with your answer, and we will share it. Weather in our listening region today, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and tonight mostly cloudy, slight chance for showers in northwestern Minnesota, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, chance of showers.